Good morning. My guest this morning is author Andrea Granahan. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Roland. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Do you mind being called an author?
Oh, not at all.
Well, it's verifiable because we are going to be talking about your appearance at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Friday, March the 9th, to talk about your book, Backstories from the West Edge. And I note here that it is, and I quote, 40 years of adventure in journalism on the Northern California coast, a.k.a. Quirktopia.
That's exactly it.
So where does that, to start off, where does that Quirktopia come from?
Quirktopia. My daughter and I came up with that for a website that was all about the West County.
Uh-huh.
Because the western part of the county seems to attract an unusual number of very interesting people.
Yes, I'd say so.
The book is about both heavy-duty journalism stories that I had to cover, such as when the U.S. Navy began pulling our fishermen under the sea with their submarines. And I went to war with the Navy for quite a while.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was in 85.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, all kinds of news stories that I had covered at different times, like Mario Savio coming to me and telling me I should censor my journalism students. That was quite a story.
Wow.
And it caused quite a commotion. It seemed while I had the paper that, well, not just while I had the newspaper, in my 40 years of journalism work, about every 5 years there would be one story that would go viral in print, and television news crews would become into town and to Bodega Bay chasing me down. And so a lot of these news stories are recounted in my book and how it was that I tracked them down or how they landed in my lap. But there's also a lot of interesting tidbits about my neighbors and even my family that are in there. We had a lot of interesting things happen through the years out there in the West County.
Oh, I'll bet.
And so there's about 50 stories in that book about those things.
Right. I moved to the West County in 1974.
Uh-huh. Well, I got there a little bit before you. I got there at the end of 69.
Wow, that's great. The 60s.
Yeah, those were, I bet it was even more fun before I got there. I also want to let people know I have some musicians going to be there at the book launch.
Yeah.
And it starts at 7 p.m. on that Friday night, March 9th. Gordon Stubbe is going to play music, and Blythe Klein is going to sing. And we'll have some fun interludes as well as readings and book signings.
So how many books have you published, Andrea?
This is my third book in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Once my journalism part of my career was winding down,
right,
and I had sold my newspaper and such, I turned to writing books because I'd always wanted to do that. And so this is my third one.
That's really a nice title, too, Backstories from the West Edge. It's got a nice kind of...
Well, a lot of people forget that in this county, we happen to have a major fishing port. And as a journalist, I could never forget it. And I went to sea a lot on the boats with the men to see what it was they were doing out there, and with the women. I learned firsthand, you know, what goes on in that industry. And that was one of my major accomplishments as a journalist.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that I covered it coastwide.
Well, I'm glad to say that the people that you have been living with for lo these many years are going to get the opportunity to greet your book and you.
I appreciate that, and I look forward to seeing some more neighbors at the launch.
Remember, it's Friday, March 9th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.